If you've been here before, you know exactly what's happening next, and this next speaker needs no introduction. He does an amazing annual recap of key entertainment law cases, and he's about to get that for us as well. Stan Sucher has also been a member of our planning committee, and I would read his biography and list of all of his speaking engagements, but it would take up at least a quarter of an hour, no lie. So with that, please welcome Stan Sucher.
Thank you, Brent, and the planning committee. Thank you for it's always a pleasure working on the committee and planning this particular Texas Entertainment Law Institute event. So this is the annual roundup of notable entertainment industry court rulings. I forgot my lasso. It's a roundup. Anyways, okay. So, but we'll go through, you know, it's selected cases since we have so much that is significant in the entertainment industry every year, and media cases. So here we go. We'll go with the PowerPoint. Let me get that up here. And, well, I just told you that one, so there we are. Okay. So let's take a look at the first one. So I've done the written materials, and these are also in the course book. All of these except one slide that I'll point out to you that I added since sending these in. A case that generated out of Austin Federal District Court and got a Federal Appeals Court ruling recently. I've added that one in. So I'll point that one out. Otherwise, I'll be going through these points and then adding in just at some points as well. So some additional points. So let's take a look at the first one, some contract negotiating cases. We start out with some of these here. The first one is the question, should California's talent agency's lawsuit in Texas have been stayed pending a proceeding before the California Labor Commissioner? And key to this case is a discussion of the California Talent Agencies Act. But we're going to see from the first bullet point here does tell you that there was a trial. So the Western District, there was no trial, actually. The Western District of Texas, Austin Division, there was a federal, more extensive federal magistrate's report and recommendation that the district court discussed, not as much detail as the magistrate. That's why I want to emphasize it's worth going back and getting the magistrate's report as well if you want to dive deeper into this. So let's take a look at this as the point one, bullet one again tells you. It's a dispute between a California-based talent agency, A3 Artist, and the Austin-based management company, Knight Media. So first, let me give you a very brief definition of the TAAA, the California Talent Agencies Act. It is in fact, the most contested of these. A few states, Texas used to have requirements for talent agency licensing, but not at this point. California has very detailed. There are a number of cases that have been court cases, but the initial, if there's a dispute that arises under the California Talent Agencies Act, and it's typically one of the key things there is whether or not a party has been acting as an unlicensed talent agent. In other words, has not gone through the required process under California law in getting a talent agent license. So that's how the cases typically arise, and the California Labor Commissioner is the first stop. That's where those kinds of disputes are initially heard. And many of those disputes have to do with artists, commission disputes between artists and could be managers who don't have a talent agent license and haven't worked with a talent agent. But anyways, that's how they typically come up. So this case we're looking at is different. So the section 1700, you can see it on the screen, and the sections that follow that. So I'll just read you the TAAA. It establishes a detailed requirements for how licensed talent agencies conduct their business. It has a code of conduct, requires submission of contracts. There are fee schedules. It requires maintaining a client trust account.